Okay, the Paradise Town Board will come to order today, November 29th, 2022 at 7 p.m. And if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Couple items to bring up before we get started. At the top of your agenda, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board or council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission for final action. And please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices that may disturb the meeting. If you need to take up a conversation with someone in the room, if you take it out into the lobby to your right or behind you in the outer lobby. The other two items I'll leave for all of you to look at when you have a moment. I let the record reflect that the board members are here with the exception of Caitlin Cunningham, who is excused. Do we have staff introduction?
Steve DeMare, Senior Planner, Clark County Comprehensive Planner.
I think that's about it. Mark is out in the other room. Next item, number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And when you come up, please pick up the microphone because the meeting is recorded. Push up on the button, the light will come on. And let's see. State your name and address for the record, and if you would, spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. All right, any comments so far? Okay. Approval of the minutes for November 8th, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for November 8th, 2022.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for November 8th, 2022. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for November 29th, 2022, including any holds, combines, or deletes.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve our agenda with three holds. A hold for number 1 to January 10th, hold for item number 2 to December 13th, and a hold for item number 6 to December 13th. And no changes to the list.
So we have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, November 29th, 2022, with a hold on items 1, 2, and 6 will not be heard tonight. One will be heard on January 10th, two will be heard on 12/13, and number 6 will be heard on 12/13. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items?
No.
No? Okay. So we'll move on to planning and zoning, starting with item number 3. UC 220600, BRE HC Las Vegas PPTY Holdings. Use permit for an on-premise consumption of alcohol establishment supper club on 1.6 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment A60 zone and an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located 190 feet east of Howard Hughes Parkway, 125 feet north of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Good evening, members of the board. Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Firefly. Firefly, as I'm sure well aware, is very well known and very well loved here in Las Vegas. They are looking to come into this old McCormick and Schmitz location here in Howard Hughes Center, right off of Flamingo. Their lease is expiring on their former location on Paradise. So we are looking to reestablish the use permit for a supper club here at this location, which has since expired. We very much appreciate staff's recommendation of approval, and I'm here for any questions.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval of item number 3, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve item number 3 with staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good luck. Okay, item number 4. Items number 4 and number 5 are related to just do you want me to read both of those at the same time?
So I'm not going to read both. I'm actually here for Sneja Jones.
So are you here to present?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Do you want to hear items number 4? Do you want 4 and 5 read into the record at the same time, because they're both kind of related?
Yep.
Okay. Item number 4, WC 22400119, ZC 071097. And how is that? Zhang Lija?
Lija Zhang.
Okay, Lija Zhang. Waiver of conditions of zone change requiring the following. 1. Rear parking areas be gated and locked during non-office hours. 2. Combine driveways to construct a common shared curb return driveway between parcels 162-26-615-066 and 162-26-615-067. Close most northerly driveway on parcel 162-26-615-007. And 4, reconstruct with full off-sites in conjunction with a day spa on 0.2 acres in the CP office and professional zone, generally located on the west side of Eastern Avenue, 380 feet south of Florence Avenue within Paradise. And item number 5 is UC 220590, Lija Jones, use permit for a day spa with accessory massage. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Reduce parking. 2. Waive bicycle parking. 3. Reduce drive aisles, drive aisle widths. 4. Waive parking lot landscaping. And 5. Waive street landscaping. 6. Landscaping adjacent to less intensive use. And 7. Screen mechanical equipment. And 8. Commercial driveways. Design review for a day spa on 0.2 acres and a CP office and professional zone generally located on the west side of Eastern Avenue, 380 feet south of Florence Avenue within Paradise. Okay, you ready?
Microphone, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Being recorded. Okay.
All right, I want to thank you guys for letting me, ladies and gentlemen, for coming tonight. Lija Zhang took the...
excuse me, I need your first and last
name. Oh, I'm sorry, Doug.
That's okay.
Doug, K-O-E-H-L-Y.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And your address?
Address?
Yeah.
1544 Salandro Drive, that's S-I-L. AMDRO 89117. Okay, Lija wasn't able to make it. She went and got the flu shot and shingles shot, and she is covered in rash everywhere.
Aww.
Yeah, so they say it happens to very few people, but she was unfortunate. She's headed for 2 weeks. She's now in Sacramento. So she won't be here for a little while. Lija bought the property in 2017. We bought it from Burns Music School. It's actually just down the street. roughly Tropicana, and Eastern, just a little bit south of that. Burns Music School was there about 20 years. The other property in question on the south side is a doctor's office, and apparently that place has been open for about 25 years. So, and that's why we're asking for a waiver. So most of the stuff was in a letter in 1999 that said that nobody can get a business license or a permit without complying to the motions for the parking lot and the driveways, which none of that was done, but the doctor's office and Burns Music School have both been there 20 years. They didn't comply with these motions in 1999. If she would have known that, her husband's Don, if her and Don would have known about that, they probably went to bought the property looking at $50,000 to change the driveways, close driveways, put up gates. So that's why we're looking for the waiver. So the letter was a notice of final action that was sent to Clark County Clerk and the Commission's Division, and it stated to comply with the conditions prior to issuance of a business permit or license. So when they applied, when they went and did their due diligence on the property, there's no open permits, but it looks like in 1999 there should have been an open permit to comply to the final action. Since she bought it in 2017, we had B Creative Ceramics, I think the name was. They were there about 3 years. They closed up during COVID. They had a license, no issues. After they moved out, Dusty's Recording came in. He got COVID and passed away, and she hasn't had anybody in there since. Of which both of those apparently had business licenses. We got their insurance records, obviously, for the insurance, and they've been having issues. Now, the owner wants to do a business, and now we're coming up with all these issues. So we're looking for a waiver on these conditions, because these are something that should have been taken care of nearly 25 years ago, but was never addressed. And they were still allowed to get a business and be open. Well, the doctor's office is still open after 25 years, and they haven't changed any of those issues. So, any questions for me?
Okay, is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? And seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Spas, massage parlors, I know they have a bad rap. I've been in Vegas since 2005. Unlike most people here, we've all come from somewhere else. This isn't a normal place that's just going to be a massage. This is going to be somewhere where somebody gets a pedicure, manicure, cosmetologist, facial, eyelashes. This isn't a place where you're going to have a whole bunch of men going in there trying to get a massage. I don't see many coming into the place.
Okay, well, you had your opportunity to make your presentation. That's really open to the board at
this
point.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But the issue is not the massage.
Okay.
I haven't read that in here. The issue is the conditions were never met. It should have been met. I don't even know where to begin with it after that.
I know, I'm sure.
Well, in 2011, the Planning Commission, it must have come before us, the music store had expired and they came back before us. I remember that one because Bob was still here and they were friends of Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So if the conditions were there then, it didn't get addressed either. Unfortunately, title companies don't put building conditions, planning conditions, in their reports. They should, because we keep running into this where people buy things and then they find out it's not what they thought. So the staff really has problems mainly with the drive aisle, which no one on Eastern has I mean, everybody's been given that condition when they go in there and convert it to commercial, but no one's actually done it. I mean, is it reasonable to expect that?
You know, so here's my feeling. Yeah, I understand it's a condition, but the number of cars, visitors, and the amount of traffic that goes in and out of each one of these relatively small, tiny commercial spaces does not seem to me to be the Don Quixote issue to tilt at, you know, if you're a windmill. I think, you know, I do have a couple of issues. One of them is a waiver for the mechanical screen equipment on the roof. I'm just saying, that's for sure something that we should require. I don't think that that should be waived. Because basically that means, you know, you've got the ugly equipment on top of the roof, visible by the people around you, the residential behind it, driving up and down the street. I don't see a reason to waive that. Other than, yeah, it costs money to fix it, but oh well.
No.
I'm not asking or discussing. So I don't see that that is a waiver that we should approve. The commercial driveways, you know, I'm with you, Susan, in terms of if you're going to do it, make them all do it, right? And don't wait. Staff may not have caught this, so at what point do we bring that forward? Do we make one particular owner or business user pick it up when none, well, very few, I won't say none, very few for sure, of the commercial properties on at least the west side of Eastern have ever done it. And I'm not beating up on staff at all. I'm just going, yeah, that's a heavy lift for one of these tiny little commercial establishments. Now what I do see is it would be great to reduce the number of driveways instead of having, what is it, two on this side or three? The write-up is a touch unclear.
There's two.
Okay. And there, I think staff's point was that one of the driveways was supposed to be shared with the use to the south?
Yes.
And that is a question.
Yes, the two businesses share one driveway, and then there's another driveway, would be like a driveway. So there's a residential north, the driveway, then 20 feet, there's another driveway upstairs, which we were going to use for handicapped parking, so we could drive into handicapped parking.
It's interesting, John, because in March of 98, they waived the roof-mounted mechanical screening. Can we go back through the history?
Yes.
We waived the trash parcel, they waived the parking. I mean, every standard that's here and asking a waiver for again at some point was already waived between 98 and 2011.
These kind of cleanup uses with the waivers and things like that are always very difficult because we're dealing with people that most likely don't have a huge cash flow, you know, to enable them to upgrade all of the things at once.
Okay, so on the first property, number four, There was the rear part. They wanted a waiver to the rear parking area be gated. Combine the driveways to construct a common shared curb. Close most northerly driveway on parcel and construct and reconstruct with full off sites in conjunction with a day spa. So now, that's the first parcel.
No, yeah. It's all on one.
It's all on one.
This is one, yeah.
Okay, well,
let me make sure that I've got that right. See, this is one parcel. Number four is a waiver of conditions, and number five is a use permit and a waiver of development standards.
The other one has eight waiver requests.
The waiver conditions is the first before you can go into.
Yes. But it's all on one. It's all
yeah,
on
it's
one
APN
side.
And everything.
Right. That's so on that one property. But now there's six other waivers. There's six waivers on the other property with a design review.
Same thing.
They're basically the same thing.
Yeah. They have to do two different
okay. All right.
things.
And that's why I say if you go back to the history, here's where we waive the parking per code for both properties to be converted to the commercial uses at the same time. That was in 99.
Right.
We waive the trash enclosure. We waive the parking requirements to five spaces on the southern part where now we're saying nine spaces are required. That was in 99. So, I mean, do these waivers just go away?
You know, I've seen the property, and the way it's set up right now, I don't know what's wrong with them doing business there with the way it's set up.
Right. I don't have a particular problem.
If approved, all they asked for was the ground cover in any landscaping area, and they do appointment only, which I don't know, can you legally require appointment only of a business?
That's kind of typically how the business runs, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not generally a walk-in.
No, most of our appointments, Legia did have a salon in Sacramento at one time too, and that was the same thing as appointment only, because most of the employees are on 1099, so they're not getting paid to be there. So they only want to be there when their customer comes to get a haircut or get their pedicure, otherwise they don't want to be there, so if you can't, it's really hard to have somebody stay there because they're not getting paid. It's a 1099.
Now, when I read through this, they wanted to keep the tree out front, I believe, and what little landscaping there is around the sign towards the sidewalk. Is that correct?
You want me to cut that tree down for them? I might as well cut it.
They could do that and put something in its place would be nice. What I hate to see is just one solid slab of concrete all the way around the building with nothing.
Yeah, it's all, it has sprinkler system built in, so it would be, they could easily keep the landscaping there. They could get the landscaping out. There's even, if you've been by the property that where that monument sign is, mm-hmm. there's water there too. So there's right. water, and they could do desert landscape easier.
That would be fine with me.
I agree.
And they could, if they took the tree out, they could put a couple of bushes or something there, whatever. And still keep the residential character, sort of the property.
What does provide evidence the building has been converted to a commercial occupancy prior to business license approval when they were approved to be commercial in June of 97? I don't understand that. What does that mean?
It's usually an inspection by the building department. Just to make sure that if it's going to be a commercial business, it's going to have commercial handicap access.
But it's been a commercial business since 1997.
Well, building codes do change. So things can change since the 90s.
Yeah. Look, just one thing we did change is when we bought the property, there was no hot water.
how you're able to have a business without having hot water in Russian, but I don't know, but it went 25 years with no water. So you're correct in that I put it in for Legia, a hot water heater, got the permit.
Yeah, because you got
to
make sure, like,
there's no hot water. Yes, there will be access. There are 36-inch doors there, but there are two that aren't 36, but we can accommodate wheelchair access in other locations.
And you might have to, I can't say, but you might have to, but that's the building department.
I've been in restaurants my whole life, so I'm kind of not into this. I'm in restaurants. Now, I actually work for an apartment complex, but that's what I told them. You do have to have 36-inch doors, and that's something that I would not change because they do have access. So they are putting in a 36-inch door, so pedicure, manicure is in a different room. So we're putting a 36-inch door there, which was just a half wall. And then there's two other rooms that they can go into and a restroom. So we'll have all access for 36, it's just the two back rooms.
Yeah. And getting into the building?
Huh?
And getting into the building?
Getting into it, it's all flat. Yeah. Okay. And there's actually two doors that go in, but we'll use the front door because, like I said, it looks more residential.
So, Mr. Chair, Doug, so what I'm getting
with you, though, on the, for you, I agree with you on the roofing, the screening around.
Let's do something.
Yeah.
So, what I'm getting from you is that you are okay with the current planning's recommended, if approved, standard or condition, rather. The client shall be limited to appointment only. Do you have a copy of it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Previous conditions approval, is that the one?
No.
That's for the W. Looking at number five.
Very helpful.
Okay, number five.
Okay,
number five. Hmm? Okay. Yeah. It sounds like you can use both.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes it a lot easier because we've got it in writing.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about. So, Doug has looked, Mr. Chair, Doug's looked at it and he's agreed that. They're willing to abide with the current planning, if approved, and of course, I'm guessing the other department, like they didn't have a comment, the fire department. The if approved conditions on item number five,
mm-hmm.
All right, is that correct? You're willing to go with those?
Yeah.
The client's willing to accept? All right. On item number four,
I was looking for the other
two. Do you really know the confusion?
There's really any conditions other than the recommendations.
Right. So item four doesn't have any actual conditions.
Just a year ago.
Yes or no? Okay, that makes that part easy.
Yeah.
And then, so the one we're talking about, number seven on item number five, and that would be waiver number seven, and that's to screen the mechanical equipment. Is everybody kind of cool with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put that all in motion.
Okay. Better at that is Susan, but I'll try. Okay. So, Mr. Chair, I'd like to go ahead and attempt to make a motion on item number 4. And on item number 4, I recommend for approval, following the preliminary staff conditions. So approval of all of the waivers, the waivers of conditions, following preliminary staff conditions on item number 4.
So we have a motion to approve item number 4, following
staff's preliminary, if approved, conditions.
If approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Item number 5. All right. On this one, I'd like to make a motion for approval of all of the waivers, of the use permit first. Approval of the use permit.
Okay.
And then approval of all of the waivers of development standards except for number 7, requiring applicant to screen the mechanical equipment.
Okay.
And then, following the preliminary staff conditions, if approved.
Okay.
So you've heard the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Can I ask one more question? On the mechanical equipment, so there's 2 AC units on top of the things. When I was reading over, my understanding was from the street heating. I must be wrong on that because on the street heating, you don't see anything.
You do. Adjacent properties too.
Huh?
Adjacent to the residential is 2 adjacent, so they don't have to look at it either.
And you do see part. So what you got from us was an approval, except for you need to do the screen.
Okay.
I would take that.
I misunderstood how the screen.
So essentially, it's usually they use a little wooden picket fence thing that goes around the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you got to widen some doors. And do all that sort of
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yeah.
You go to the Board of County Commissioners on those 1221.
Yeah. I hope she's back for
that. Yeah.
I hope she's better by then.
Yeah.
All right. Any general business, Blanca?
No.
Huh. All right. Item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Step up to the speaker's table. Use the microphone. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. And I don't think there's anyone here.
Seen.
Okay. The next meeting is December the 13th, 2022. We have a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Oh, thank you.